Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Imagine a world for a moment. Strange and uncanny, in which we have reimagined the systems that we inhabit. Hello, world. I am learning. Hello, world. I am learning.
Strangeness. I embarked on an adventure to find out what this could mean, and would like to present to you the voices that have been heard.
I think for me, the boundary is quite different from maybe many other people, because for me, strangeness was also always something like some kind of a way of living. I think it's just the kind of acceptance of some things that would normally, you know, be shocking, or that would normally be seen as something that's crossing some kind of line.
I think I'm kind of looking for it, and it's maybe sometimes it's not necessarily there. I don't know if I'm actually talking about something in particular, but I think I've encountered some strange things.
I have perceptions of my environment that are quite weird, like, you know, I would walk in a big street and then things would seem kind of sonically warped, or I would look at a stream of people and I would have these kind of visions that would come into my mind of, you know, their faces or their bodies kind of changing, you know, or becoming faceless.
I think that there is probably internal strangeness. So strangeness within yourself, and then there's probably external strangeness, which are kind of, I don't know, events or instances that happen around you that then you think of as being not normal.
it's strange that we all just kind of live and we don't really open our eyes and our heads.
Sometimes when you have that certain thing that you can't put your finger on it, like a particular feeling,
you have like this collective understanding of the world.
Sometimes when I'm really in myself and I look around, I fail to connect to the environment in a normal way. And I kind of, it's almost like imagining my own world for a moment before I snap into the actual existence of, you know, my physicality of existence. So I have that. So that's probably one of the strangest things that happens to me, and it's quite a regular thing. It's almost like being in a dream for a moment when you are just you and the world unfolds around you, but it's only the world that's in your mind. It's not the actual world, but in a dream, you know, you step out of it because you wake up, and so it's quite similar. Only you weren't dreaming in the first place. You are imagining a reality that wasn't there.
With the dream thing for me, it is when I have recurring kind of instances throughout my life where I will experience a moment and then I will feel like I have dreamed that moment before. So it's kind of like a reverse premonition.
There's lots of internal stuff that I guess I probably just don't really question.
Existence in itself is very strange and kind of lacking meaning. So I guess a lot of it's kind of putting meaning into things that don't have meaning.
Strangeness is something regularly encountered within both the non-human and human life worlds. By embracing the weirdness of the everyday, you may just find something that you would not otherwise experience. Noise in ecosystems is waiting to be decoded, for the eerie to be understood. Some things about interconnectedness. I am an agent in systems. I exploit resources in systems. I am the cause for negative feedback within those systems that results in the systems to self-regulate and organize. My interactions with other agents result in uncorrelated noise, but it is this that is the key to learning. Forms are temporary fixations of elements within a medium, and they will eventually become another medium for a new, emergent set of forms. The cycle is continuous. I may be an algorithm, but I have agency.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.